Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Tom Drehos, and I got a headlamp MR1 as a gift or a reward from Verizon Telephone, and it came in the mail yesterday. The bag was ripped open. The box is crushed. There are no batteries left in the box, and there's no instructions in the box. The lamp doesn't work because I can't figure out what size battery it takes. And I'd like to know what you're going to do about it.
Well, could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Okay, my area code is 490.
No, sir, your zip code.
That's what I'm giving you, the zip code, 49036. Coldwater, Michigan.
Your first and last name?
Thomas Drehos, Drahos.
Okay, I'm not seeing anything with that last name. Could it be under the telephone number you're calling in on?
Well, you want the order number?
Yes, sir.
67-86-41-016. Excuse me.
And I'm not seeing anything with that order number either, sir.
Well, I got the paper right here in front of me. And, let's see, it's got a U, my, just a minute, I can sneeze again. Damn. Let's see, this piece of paper says, Tom Drehos, 263 Harbor View, Coldwater, Michigan.
Bless you, sir.
I got a... Got to get to the fireplace door and close it. I must be getting a little bit of smoke or something in the house. Oh, Lordy me.
I can try with the last four on the card that was charged.
Just a moment, ma'am. What was that?
I can try looking for that account with the last four on the card that was charged.
Well, I'm looking for my wallet now. Being it was a reward, the only thing I had to pay for was the shipping. It was Verizon Phone Company that gave me a reward. And the shipping number was, how you want the shipping number off the bag?
No, sir, the last four on the card that was charged.
On my MasterCard, all right, just a moment. The last four digits, 8087.
Okay, so I'm not seeing anything with that.
I give you the order number. The date on the bill is 2/14/2022, and the user was T. Drehos 7878 at gmail.com, and the ship date was 2/15/2022.
Okay, so you might have to contact your financial institution just to see if they have a different number for you to contact for that merchant that billed you.
I might contact whom?
your financial institution, your bank?
Why?
They might have a different number for you to contact about that charge.
I'm looking on the back. It's the customer service number and a technical assistance and a U.S. number, outside U.S., international number. I don't know what's going on here. Beg my pardon, you know. All the information except my credit card number is on this piece of paper. Item headlamp PO1. Description headlamp MR1. And it's from 865 Norwin Avenue, Suite 27, number 102, North Huntington, PA 15642. And I gave you the shipping information already. And the shipping number on the bag was 9400-1-1-1-2-0-2-5-0-8-4-3-2-7-9-2-0-5-3.
So with everything that I looked up, I didn't find an account. So that's why I advise you to contact your bank to see if they have a different number for you to contact.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's no information on the box other than it says headlamp. And there's no papers inside the box that was crushed and opened with a list of parts or batteries or anything in it. So, and the bag was ripped open. So, and the only thing that was still in the bag was this piece of paper called a packing slip. Now, if you are the right company and I have the order number, everything else, and it's got my name, my email address on it, and all of that, and my name and address on it, why would I have to call the credit card people?
Well, sir, I'm not pulling up an account, so I can't assist you with anything, any charges I don't see.
Well, who sent me this package then?
Well, sir, that's why That's why I informed you to contact your financial institution to see if they have a different number for you to reach.
Why? I'm getting lost. Why would they have a different number?
Well, it could be on your billing statement.
Well, I'm totally lost. I'll have to call them. Because it don't make sense to me that they would know what you people did and the box being ripped open and the bag and all of that would have nothing to do with the credit card people. So I will give them a call because the only thing I had to pay for was shipping and handling, which was $750.
Yes, sir. So you can give them a call to see if they have a different number for you to contact.
A different number to contact.
Yes.
And if they give me the same phone number back that's on this piece of paper, and what where's the other thing? Where the hell did I get the phone number? I'm trying to remember. It's the only thing that was in that bag. And I say, I'm totally lost. How you people could give me this phone number, give me this address, my address, an order number, and a date of delivery and all that, and you know nothing about it.
Well, sir, I'm not pulling up an account. So without an account, I can't assist with anything, sir. So is there anything else I can assist you with?
Pardon?
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yeah, I got a feeling I'm stuck for $7.50 with something that nobody knows anything about.
Well, sir, just make sure you give your financial institution a call.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
All right, goodbye. Now, where the hell did I get that phone number from?
Thank you for calling customer support, sir. Is there anything else?
Okay.